KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Police in Creston are investigating the theft of a handgun from inside of a vehicle. A Creston man reported Tuesday morning that sometime between 9 p.m. Monday and 8 a.m. Tuesday, someone entered his truck parked near his residence in the 900 block of North Division Street and took a Springfield XD 9mm handgun. The loss was estimated at $600. Police in Harlan reported yesterday the arrest on Saturday of 18-year-old Brett Keene of Panama. Keene was taken into custody following a traffic stop and brought to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, prohibited acts penalties, possession of an open container by a person under legal age, and was cited for insufficient number of headlamps. A passenger in the vehicle, 17-year-old Lucas Kiner of Westphalia, was referred to juvenile court for minor in possession of alcohol. Also on October 3rd, Harlan police were dispatched to an attempted break-in in the 1700 block of Lincoln Avenue. As a result of their investigation, 23-year-old Zane Heidrich and 18-year-old Sean McCarthy, both of Avoca, were arrested and transported to the Shelby County Jail, where McCarthy was charged with possession of a controlled substance and prohibited acts penalties. Heidrich was charged with the possession of a controlled substance and open container as a passenger. Also on October 3rd, police in Harlan were called to investigate an incident where a juvenile, Logan Clausen of Harlan, had been bitten by a dog, causing injury. As a result of that investigation, 57-year-old Mark Rasmussen of Harlan was cited for allowing a dog to run at large. A judge will decide this week if a Council Bluffs woman will stand trial for allegedly aiding and abetting the sexual abuse of her daughter. According to the Daily Nonpareil, 37-year-old Catherine Provancha appeared in Pottawatomie County Court Monday as her attorney, Chad Primer, asked the court to dismiss the two sexual abuse charges against her. Fourth Judicial District Senior Judge J.C. Irvin is expected to rule on the motion within a couple of days. Provancha turned herself into authorities on August 26th. She's been charged with third-degree sexual abuse, aid and abetting. Provancha now has also been charged with second-degree sexual abuse, which carries a 25-year prison term if she's convicted. The woman remains in custody. The Pott County Jail bail set at $25,000 and is under a no-contact order with the alleged victims. She had posted a $25,000 bail on August 31st, but the bond company revoked her bail, and Provancha returned to the Pott County Jail October 2nd. Her trial is set to begin November 17th. The woman's attorney said during the hearing that his client did not actively participate in the sexual abuse, force her daughter to participate, or threaten her daughter if she didn't. Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney Dan Salvo-McGinn said Provancha provided access for Stephen Kane to allegedly commit the sexual abuse on the victim. He also said that the victim was under the age of 13 and couldn't consent to having sex. Kane was arrested August 5th and charged with two counts of assault with intent to commit sexual abuse and six counts of second-degree sexual abuse, third-degree sexual abuse with a minor over the age of 12, and third-degree sexual abuse with a minor under the influence. According to the arrest affidavit, Provancha told investigators she saw Kane perform sexual acts with her daughter when her daughter was under the age of 10. She also said that she saw Kane make her daughter perform sex acts on him less than eight times when her daughter was just 11 years old. The victim, who is now 18, told members of the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division about the alleged incidents on July 14th. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will hold a special meeting this evening at the Parks and Rec Building at Sunnyside Lane. That's 1200 Sunnyside Lane. And during the session, which begins at 5:15, the board will discuss but take no action on a five-year plan for the Parks and Rec Department. Leaders in Council Bluffs say developers are showing interest in a large, long-vacant brick building. Mayor Matt Walsh said the plans are in the works to renovate the building located at South 6th Street and 10th Avenue, which was part of a two-building operation by the International Harvester Company years ago. City Community Planning Department Director Don Gross said officials have talked about the project in a conceptual way and that the details haven't been worked out. Neither Walsh nor Gross would reveal who is interested in revamping that building. Halloween kicks off the beginning of fall and winter holidays, but treats and cheer aren't the only things being spread this time of year. It's also the start of the flu season, and Unity Point at Home and Cass County Public Health are offering six community flu clinics that begin Monday, October 19th, and continue through Thursday, October 29th. The flu vaccines are designed to protect against the main flu viruses that research suggests will be most common during this season. Groups at higher risk for flu complications include the elderly and people with health conditions like asthma, diabetes, and heart disease. And those in the high-risk groups are encouraged to get vaccinated early. Flu shots will be billed for those presenting Medicare Part B and Medicaid documentation. No other insurance will be billed. The cost is $30 for the flu zone shot or $40 for the flu mist vaccine, which is a nasal spray. Officials say that there is a limited supply of the high-dose flu vaccine, which will cost $35. Payment will be accepted in cash or check, and children present with a parent or guardian may receive the vaccination. There's no physician's order required. If you have any questions, call Unity Point at home at 712-243-7551. The schedule for the community flu clinics is available on the same story posted on our news page at KJAN.com. The first clinic is set to take place in Oneida on October 19th. Our news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.